Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Anne Christine Ayed, who is the Executive Vice President of Research, Innovation, and Environment at Tarkett. Anne Christine, how are you doing?
I'm very good. Good afternoon, Kemp.
We were just together last week in Los Angeles, and now you're back over at your home office in France. I wanted to do this interview about a very proactive session that you held at GreenBuild. It's the second time you've done a panel like this. You hosted a panel that said, let's talk about PVC. You had some very interesting people on the panel. Yourself, Michael Brungart, who's the founder and CEO of EPEA, Wes Sullins, manager of technical policy and advocacy with Stop Waste, and Bill Walsh, executive director of Healthy Building Network. You're a scientist, and so is Michael Brungart, who takes a middle-of-the-road position on this PVC topic. And then you have two nonprofit organizations which are taking the other side of the argument. Is that not right?
That's exactly right. As you probably know, we've been working leveraging the cradle-to-cradle principles on every product we develop for several years now.
Right.
And we develop our PVC products in the same way we're developing the other products.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure that everything we do is safe to people and the environment. And we also work very closely along our supply chain to make sure that PVC is a quality product and is also produced in a safe way. And so we thought that it would be better to engage with nonprofit organizations about the challenges they still see. That the industry has done a lot of progress. We as a company have done a lot of progress. We've even changed some industry standards when it comes to leading the removal of phthalate tar being debated to ensure healthy, friendly spaces. And we've removed heavy metals. We only work on safe additives. And we've been working also in terms of indoor air quality. And we've changed the industry standard with very low VOC products. Even some products are non-detectable level. And this is really what we now call the responsible use of PVC. Obviously, we've been challenged by Michael Brungart. Over the last 5 years, we embarked on that journey. We continue to be challenged by some nonprofit, but there is a lot of respect and the dialogue between us. And by continuing the dialogue, we think that we could certainly influence the industry moving in the right direction rather than try to oppose the way it used to be.
Yeah, let me just do a little bit more table setting, if you will, on this. This was probably one of the more energetic and well-attended sessions that I went into. You said a minute ago about Michael Brungart challenging you. He's actually kind of moved over to your side. When he talks about long life products like vinyl windows and pipes and flooring, he's actually moved over to the side of saying that it's okay based on the fact that vinyl products are well suited for recyclability, can be recycled as many as 7 to 10 times, and it's a constructive material for some of these applications. Isn't that right?
If you read the book he wrote with Bill McDonald called The Upcycle,
yes,
he already mentioned that PVC needs to be reconsidered as a transitional material. That solves another issue. You know, when it comes to sustainability, it's never black and white. So you solve one problem, but you want to ensure you don't create another one, and it's a lot of trade-offs. And PVC is made out chlorine, which is a byproduct of caustic soda, and this will continue to be produced. So there is a need for caustic soda. Chlorine will continue to be produced,
yeah.
And it's what his position is: it's better to capture the chlorine into a very safe material, being PVC,
rather than
use it in application that can't be controlled. So his position is pretty clear. He said, as long as chlorine will be produced, which will continue for several years, let's make sure that it's captured in PVC and that PVC is produced in a safe manner. And when it comes to formulation of PVC, that it's only formulated with safe materials and that take back and recycling systems are in place. And this is really where we've worked very closely to put all this in place to ensure that what we're doing is addressing this issue. And this is what he's saying is that will only work for products that you can take back. So window profiles, pipes, flooring, where, you know, it's not this disposable PVC, if you want. It's something that could go into the technical cycle and you can trace. And this is really what he's supporting. So he's supporting this, the use of PVC in a transitional period. How long that period will be, it's hard for me to tell. But making sure, when we're going to continue to recycle, we're going to use less and less virgin PVC, and probably then some other solution will be found for caustic soda, and then maybe over the time, and I will probably not be there by then, but there might be other alternative to PVC. But right now, it's a good solution addressing another issue, which is linked to the production of chlorine.
Obviously, Tarkett, the third largest flooring company in the world, and you invite these types of conversations. It's extremely responsible. It helps to clarify the message. You guys, most people know, have already made the decisions around plasticizer, phthalate. You've eliminated them from virtually all your products. And so I wanted to bring more attention to this discussion and talk about what Tarkett was doing from a sustainability message. One quick last question. While you were there in a big way with this seminar, you decided not to exhibit at this show. What is the thinking behind that?
Well, the reason we didn't exhibit is really when we exhibit, we'd rather meet with customers.
Right.
And so we thought it's better to concentrate our efforts where we meet with customers rather than suppliers. Hence the reason why, you know, we decided not to exhibit at Greenbuild, mm-hmm. but we were there at NeoCon, and so we continue to be there where our customers are. That's the reason we decided not to be at Greenbuild this year.
Okay, great. Well, it's good to catch up with you with this, and I applaud your efforts here. Again, been talking to Anne-Christine Ayed, who is the Executive Vice President of Research, Innovation, and Environment with Tarkett, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.